This is week 6 of Putzing Around. I'm Mike Toledano.
And I'm Nick Noddy. How's it going, Mike?
It's going well, Nick. How are things with you?
Pretty good. 6 weeks. Feel like this is a thing. It's something we keep showing up for.
Absolutely.
Looking for our fan base.
Yeah, and without any sponsors.
Speaking of fan base, we have gotten our first piece of viewer mail, which is incredibly exciting.
Okay.
So let's, I feel like we should just start right with it. So this is from Ralph from New Jersey.
Okay.
He goes, "Hey guys, big fan of the show. I like the tech stuff way more than the sports though. I feel like people get sports info / opinions way faster than once a week. Mm-hmm. It's so prevalent and there are so many sports talking heads. I feel like sports talk is a bit stale. Also..." Ooh, Mike. "Also, what the bleep, Mike? Says he's a Pats fan from Boston and rooted for the Eagles for the story last Super Bowl. All credibility gone. I'd root for the Bills against a team of orphans."
Whoa, those are harsh words from Ralph.
Bringing the heat, man. Yeah. How do you feel about that, Mike?
So that's, at first, it's a little rough to hear. You know, I understand the criticism. It's been, when you've had as much success as the Patriots have had.
Wow.
You know, I grew up watching Tom Brady win Super Bowls.
I'm sick to my stomach hearing
you
right now.
I understand it coming from a Bills fan that you want to, of course he would root for the Bills in any scenario because they have yet to climb the mountain. And the Patriots have climbed the mountain, you know, in my lifetime, 5-6 times. To be honest, it's that kind of state of affairs where I can't remember how many Super Bowls they've won since 2001. I can remember
disgusting.
The years, but and they've been there 2 more times or 3 more times. No, 3 times. 2 against the Giants and 1 against the Eagles. And it was one of those things where I moved to a new city, my wife's family, they're all Eagles fans. And not only that, but my son's daycare was getting into it, where everyone was an Eagles fan. The city was getting into it. Obviously, now that I live here, I want the city to do well. I'm a huge Philadelphia fan. And my son learned the Eagles fight song. So he came home wearing Eagles clothing and singing, "Fly, Eagles, Fly."
Wow.
And I've seen the Patriots win. I the first time was incredible. It was the highlight of my life. The second time was, oh my God, we've done it again. The third time was, this is one of the greatest teams in the history of sports. The fourth time, that's pretty good. The fifth time, at some point, a Bills fan can't understand it, but at fifth time you win a Super Bowl, I'm ready to see an underdog win. Even if against the Patriots, I want a city that's never won a Super Bowl. It's hard to explain. When his team wins 5 Super Bowls, he can come back, and if he has a son and his son starts, wearing a Jets jersey and do whatever the Jets fans do, all right, he can stand in my shoes. But listen, it wasn't easy. It was not easy, especially because my brother-in-law, also from Boston, was wearing Patriots stuff. He was shocked that I was not.
Wow.
But it's a little like I don't root for the oligarchs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know that there's a line. There's a line in The Dark Knight where, what is it? You either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
Totally.
And I could kind of, I think Tom Brady's gone to what, 7, 8 Super Bowls.
Yeah, something like that.
Half the time that I've been, watching football, we're in the Super Bowl. It's all right. I'm ready for, I don't mind watching an underdog win.
You know, I'd like to think that I would bleed blue as a Giants fan no matter where I lived, but I get it, especially with a kid who's kind of soaking all of this,
God,
Philly fandom in, so I get it.
And, frankly, an Eagle is a lot easier to explain than a Patriot.
That's true.
How do you bring up that we used to hate England and now we don't? And if they are facing any other team, I'm a Patriots fan, and I was very, very happy the Eagles won though. It was a mixed bag. It was a mixed bag. You hate to see Bill Belichick grimace because he's normally such a happy guy.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I'm happy.
Cut off sleeves.
I am genuinely happy the Eagles won, and I root for an underdog in a lot of sports, a lot of life. Hoping Bernie Sanders can make a run at something.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah.
You know, maybe if the Bills were a little better and won the division every now and then, they could keep the Patriots out of the playoffs.
Right. Oh, my God. It's not going to happen. Yeah. And listen, the Bills are the Bills. You know, if they suddenly make it to a Super Bowl, good for them. I'd be thrilled for them. They need it. Buffalo needs it. Sorry, Ralph. I hear you.
Well, Ralph, thank you for our first viewer mail and your trash opinion. But that was fun. So Mike, we've mentioned it a few weeks now. I think it was it the first episode that we brought up this little mobile game we're playing?
Which one? Marvel Strike Force?
Marvel Strike Force,
I think first or second. It was one of the... It had just come out, I remember, and you had told me about it. And since then, oh my God, it has been so fun. It's been great.
Yeah, I have to say, I've been playing it quite a bit. It's a free game on iOS and Android, you know, and it's like collect them all Marvel characters, and especially with you know, Infinity War coming out a couple weeks ago, like
right.
I was at peak Marvel fandom, and this was a perfect, you know, game to fill that void.
Absolutely. And so just to recap for those who haven't played it, you basically collect a stable of heroes and villains from the Marvel Universe. You train them up, you give them better abilities and better weapons, and of course to do that you can play more or you can pay. I don't believe you haven't paid for this, right?
I might have paid $5.
Whoa! I was gonna expect you to say no. Wow. Nick, they got you good.
I have a problem. I mean, wow. I don't have a problem with freemium, but
that's you know. Wow, that was a lot more than I thought. My number zero.
$5 to get a cup of coffee.
Mine zero. It's a free game. The whole point of this is it's a free game. So I guess listen. Is that why you're so much better than me in the game? The $5.
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm in the first. You know, I'm in the lead position.
You got Hawkeye. You got Hawkeye with that $5. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway. So anyway, you get a stable of heroes and villains. You train them up. 99% of the people out there don't pay a dime to do this, and they invest their time and sweat, and apparently, you know, 1% of the population is paying money to increase the number of heroes and their abilities, and you battle other people and their heroes, and there's a campaign mode. It's just a lot of fun. And oddly enough, the point of the game is to collect more heroes and to train them up and have the best kind of team you can have, but because every hero has different abilities and different benefits and different weaknesses, there's limitless ways that you can kind of mix and match to have the best five players go against the best of your opponent's five players. And so, you know, despite the $5 that Nick spent, his team may not necessarily beat my team, you know, even with the $5 advantage. You never know. And so, of course, we started... A guild, basically a collection of players that can friend each other and do missions together. And our guild name is Putzing Around, for those of you who want to join. There is an application process, and you know, you could submit your check to $50 to Putzing Around.
Oh yeah,
we accept Bitcoin and wire transfers. But so Nick, tell me what kind of strategies? Who are your favorite characters and why?
First of all, I justify my freemium game playing here. You know, it's a time versus reward system where if I've played a certain amount of time, like, you know, if I've played this game for 5 hours, like, there's a value on that. 5 hours of enjoyment, I can justify $5. All right.
Oh, man, that's I'm not sure your defense is holding up that much. It's okay, all right.
So, yes, player-wise, I like A team.
Who's your A team? Which is,
like,
by the way, the top five players.
Yes. It consists of Gamora from Guardians, Crossbones, who's
really
awesome. He's a villain from Captain America, I think.
Okay.
Yondu from Guardians.
Yep.
Quake and Drax, also from Guardians.
Huh. Okay.
That's my top five.
That's a good team. So what do they do? What are their abilities, and what do you like about them?
you know, part of the fun of this game is, yeah, everyone has their strengths and weaknesses, and yeah, you want to kind of layer each character on top of each other. And it's still early, so there's like, I think I haven't unlocked at least like half of the characters. But, you know, I feel like every team needs a good tank in mm-hmm. this game. So that's Drax. He absorbs a lot of damage. He has like taunt off of his, like, as soon as you start the game. Then you have Gamora, who's like a glass cannon is like a way to describe her. She okay. does a ton of single target damage. She's not that strong herself, but you know, especially as you level her up, she has the ability, like when she kills a player, to immediately go again with mm-hmm. another move, which is just super deadly. Quake is like your control character. I think that's how they group them.
Okay.
She can slow opponents with her normal attack.
Okay.
She can debuff opponents. This is some real nerd talk, Jesus. She can debuff opponents with her second attack. So if you're like fighting Drax, who has a taunt, and you use that second attack, you can take the taunt off with her.
Okay.
And then she does like a big area of effect damage with her third attack that yeah, does some nice damage.
That's the earthquake attack, right? Where she basically yeah. damages everyone on the field and gives them offense down. So
oh yeah.
Yeah.
And then in that same vein, Crossbones, that's yep. his name. Crossbones, you know, his first and second attack really aren't that great. His first is just a normal attack, his second is a taunt, which I never use. But his third attack is like the highest damage area of effect in the game.
That's the suicide bomb.
Yeah. He does right? damage to himself. Yeah. But he just does. I mean, you can just end matches with that, with like Quake and Crossbones. Mm-hmm. Like those two area effects can just completely end a match.
You know what was the most disappointing character get in the game?
Who?
It, for me, basically, there's one character that basically you can only get by achievements. You can't buy. You have to get, you know, do certain number of missions and do different achievements in the game and do all these things. And eventually, and by the way, you need to collect, you know, basically shards to collect a character. So a really, you know, mediocre character might require 25 shards, but, you know, an elite Avenger might require 180. And after 180 shards of playing this game for a few weeks, you know, mind you, not paying $5, but still putting time and effort into this game, I finally got Hulk.
Yeah.
And that was, and he is so disappointing to me, his abilities. He's slow.
He's Here's pretty bad, thing. Yeah.
His speed, and this is, you know, only going to make sense for people that play this game, but his speed is something like 66, mm-hmm. whereas Gamora is like 130. So literally, oh, yeah. Gamora can attack him twice and already on the way to a third attack before Hulk can attack once. And his special ability, he can taunt, but it comes kind of, you know, comes kind of late. It's not like an auto taunt like Drax. And then he does, you know, this, forget what it's called, but like the leap where he...
Yeah, it's like a ground smash. Yeah.
Right. Like, it's just very mediocre. I thought he would be incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you've seen the movies, and the movie, you know, he's basically the MacGuffin in every movie. I mean,
he's such a strong hero in the comics and in the movies that it is disappointing. Yeah. You know, he has that mechanic, and a couple of characters, like Black Panther, has this mechanic where if they have lower than 50% health,
mm-hmm.
they have like increased speed and increased damage.
Okay.
So Hulk has that. So, like, he really is just pretty awful until he has less than 50% damage,
right?
And then he's like somewhat usable,
right? But so, that's, I don't know, I just, I, you know, because he's, you know, you really,
I know,
I mean, 180 shards, that's the, I think, the most out of almost anyone in the game to collect. And
yeah,
I finally collected them after, you know, 4 weeks of playing, and I just you know, just wasn't worth it. It really, yeah, you know, it kind of
disappointing.
Yeah, I don't even, he's not even in my top five anymore. I love, I don't know if you've played him in your top five, but Wolverine, oh man, mm-hmm. he's got his basic attack does piercing damage. And what that means, it ignores an enemy's armor. Then he has a group attack for a second attack where it, you know, can attack three or four people in a row. And then lastly, he has like an ultra attack, like one person pretty much knocks him out of the match. But the part of him that basically every turn he recovers like 10% health. And he's got a lot of health to begin with. So that's like a really, I thought that's a pretty strong character that I use pretty regularly.
Yeah, he's very beefy, and his third attack in particular does like a ton of damage.
Yeah.
Yeah, good survivability. He's a very well-rounded, solid character.
So you don't use a healer in your top five?
So part of the appeal of this game is it has so many different like game modes, mm-hmm. where in a game like campaign, which is like, you know, story-based missions, I might use a healer, depends. Mm-hmm. Or they have these alliance, it's like what they called guilds in this game. They have these alliance raids where your character's health, like if my Hulk gets to like 75% health, in the next battle he starts with that same health. So in alliance raids, I will always use a healer.
Okay.
And I'll start my alliance raid with maybe not my A team, but like parts of my A team, and then characters like Crossbones, who I like want to charge up their third attack, and then I kind of take him out until later.
Okay.
So yeah, it depends on the modes, but like Blitz, which is like a kind of like a Mortal Kombat, like 1v1 kind of climb the ranks system, where like you just have to win, you don't have to survive or like keep health up. Don't use a healer. And then same in the arena, which is a similar system. Don't use a healer either.
Okay.
So it really depends. When it comes to healers, have you unlocked Night Nurse yet?
I have. She's incredible.
She is a beast.
Yeah. That's the thing. The game only has one really good healer. You notice that? Like, there's no one other than Night Nurse that you're ever going to use.
Yeah, she's a pure healer through and through. There's a few others that aren't that good. You know, I think Doctor Strange has a heal that's pretty good, but I don't have him. I don't know anyone that does.
Right.
But you know, it's early, and part of the fun of a game like this is, you know, if enough people complain about Hulk and the developers see that he's not getting any love, they can, you know, buff him and give him better abilities.
Right.
And there's so many Marvel characters that are not in this game that, you know, they're slowly going to roll out.
Yeah.
That, you know, I'm sure they will introduce more healers over time. So it's an ever evolving, growing game, which is, you know, part of the fun for me.
I was also a little bit disappointed by, we finally in the guild earned basically the only way to earn Thanos shards was to participate in guild kind of wars. And our guild finally got Thanos, or most of us did, and I don't know, he's just not that good. He's also slow, he has a taunt, and he has an area of nothing, I don't know, I found there was nothing that Drax couldn't do, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's definitely not better than Drax.
Right.
I think he might be better than Hulk, but I haven't really leveled him up enough.
Right.
But you know, the more I play this, the more, like, especially in a mode like Blitz, you can't play the same team over and over again. So you really need to have depth in your roster.
Okay.
So I'm trying to, like, you know, I have my A team, and then I try and have a B team, which might be, like, Luke Cage is my tank, and, like, a Deadpool and Spider-Man, and...
You have Deadpool?
Oh, did I say what did I say? Deadpool? I meant Daredevil. Sorry.
Okay, yeah.
And like a couple others. So that'd be like my B team. And
but
then,
why would you ever use your B team in a Blitz though? You know what I mean? Like,
because if you use your A team, once you play it once, you can't play them again for 6 hours unless you unlock it with like their Blitz cores, whatever their currency is.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Is that why I can only play, like, you know, a couple times Blitz and then... Oh.
So what you want to do in Blitz is have as deep of a roster as possible.
Okay.
And then In the very beginning, it starts like tier one, mm-hmm. and each tier there's four. You need four wins to progress to the next tier. In the very beginning, I go all the way down to my roster and click the lowest five guys.
Wow.
Because you'll almost always win the first one. And I like really terrible guys. Like I usually, if I get some like weird minion that doesn't seem very good, I'll usually level them up to like 25 and like maybe give them a few bits of gear, but I won't spend a ton on them.
You'll use the henchmen.
Yeah. Like all the minions who are like, who's terrible.
I'm looking at, so like Hydra Rifle Trooper, Hydra Scientist, Canned Assassin. They don't even give them names.
Yeah, so they serve a purpose in that they, you know, for especially in Blitz, I use like my weakest team first, and then I'll go up and I'll use my second five. You know, like I use my bottom five, and then I'll use the next five for the second game. And then when it comes to like your third match and your fourth match, you might have to start creeping up to better teams. Okay. And it tells you when you pick your five, like what like the team, it gives you like an average of your like team points under your name. And it, you know, you can see like if there's a huge disparity, you know, I might choose a different team.
Okay.
And then the higher, like I'm looking at my Blitz right now. I'm at tier five and I will only really use like
when you say tier five, you mean is that milestone five?
No, go to the when you're like two teams are facing each other.
Oh wow, I'm still tier one.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's not
good. So you got to win four, and if you lose one, you go back to the beginning of that tier.
Oh wow, how did you find all this out?
I don't know. I just it took a while. Like in the very beginning, I was like, "There's so many games," and then I was like really confused. But wow. Then slowly I was like, oh, I see how this works. And
I had no idea.
So it's like a ladder you have to climb.
Okay.
So yeah, now that I'm like a tier five, I'll only use like my best team and my second best team.
I see.
Maybe, you know, maybe I'll like put my third best team in to see how they, like I have my third, I don't even know if this is my third, but I have a team right now. It's like Hulk, the guy that throws knives.
Bullseye.
Jessica Jones, like mm-hmm. a healer, and a random dude with a gun.
Okay.
And it's a pretty close battle, so I might do this. But one thing I always look for in Blitz or in Arena, you can like look at three different teams to play in Blitz.
Mm-hmm.
If they do not have a tank on their team, I will almost always fight that team.
Right.
Because you need a tank. Like, I'm looking at a team now where it's like, you know, Wolverine, Spider-Man, a healer, Daredevil, and Crossbones. But, like, there's no tank. And Crossbones is not a tank. He's, like, meant to detonate. He's not meant to take all this damage.
Right.
So, like, I'll go for him first, right off the bat.
Yep.
So he doesn't get his explode. And then, you know, you can, like, start going after the others. So,
yeah.
You know, having a tank and, like, dictating, you know, who to protect and who to, you know, who's expendable is part of the game and part of, you know, the fun of like unlocking other characters and climbing the ranks.
I had no idea about the Blitz mode. I'm glad we talked about this.
Yeah, man. Blitz is great. You earn a ton of like all the in-game currencies. I unlocked Black Panther from one of the Blitz modes.
You're
like
kidding.
2 weeks ago. But whoa. That was like a ton. Like I played a ton that week.
Okay.
And I don't know, like, I forget how it works. It works differently. Like now it's a vision is like the reward if you, I don't know, if you get high enough in the Blitz mode. So
yeah,
they definitely give you incentive.
I would say strategy wise, I try and avoid battling people who have Drax. He's just, I almost think they made him too good in the game where he, so for people who don't play or for people who do, he's basically a tank. He absorbs damage, but right off the bat, in the beginning of the game, one of his special abilities is he automatically gets taunt, so everyone on the other team has to attack him. And he doesn't have to waste an ability doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not unfair, because it's part of the game. It's just, it's a, you know, I don't know how teams operate without a Drax, basically.
Yeah, he's tough.
And then his second ability is also a taunt and a counterattack. So
mm-hmm.
he can taunt twice. you know, basically, so even if someone uses a special blade to take off the first taunt, he's got a second one in reserve in his back pocket.
Yeah. You know, that's when somebody like Quake, with her second attack, who can take, like, a taunt away from someone.
Yep.
Is, like, super helpful. Hawkeye has a move like that, too.
So what are Hawkeye's... I was going to say, because I don't even have Hawkeye. So what are Hawkeye's abilities?
So his first attack is just a normal like bow and arrow attack.
Mm-hmm.
His second attack is like... it will debuff you. So if Drax is taunting, it will take away taunt. And not always, because like they have a chance to resist
the
taunt. And it does like some damage to that character and the surrounding characters. And then his third attack, he does like small damage to everyone, but then he also blinds them so that let's say all attack all enemies for 50%, and then it says apply blind to primary target and 50% chance of blind to two additional targets.
Okay,
so if they're blind, they'll do their next attack like normal, but they'll miss.
How?
Which is like, especially, this is one thing where like you're always playing like the computer, you're always playing AI in this game mostly. Mm-hmm. So if you do that move against like a Quake or a Crossbones and they use their huge attack that they've been saving up for, like, you know, that's a real devastating, like game changing
right
move. And like he was really helpful when I was trying to unlock Thanos, because in the Alliance Strike, like he had that really powerful like clear all move Thanos did.
Okay.
And you could blind him and he would miss that. And it was just, you know, so, it's
right.
So yeah, he's definitely that kind of like support or control character that kind of mixes things up. And, you know, he's one way of dealing with a tank or with, you know, somebody with a devastating area of effect move. So
did you get him from farming in the campaign mode?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm actually stuck on that mission right now where I can't beat that level where Hawkeye is the reward, so...
Yeah, so somewhere pretty recently, they made some of the campaign missions much harder in an update than when the game first launched, and that's been like a real bottleneck for some players, and I think like new players especially, in like farming, like, you know, like, I think I did beat that Hawkeye challenge before that update, or maybe I was like really close.
Interesting.
So like now I farm him every day, you know, like...
Right.
So that kind of stinks for new players or people that haven't gotten there.
But it rewards the players that, you know, first got in and early users.
I wonder if it's one of those things where they're like, oh, people are really crushing this campaign. Maybe we should make it more difficult.
Yeah. I like the challenge. If it was too easy, then you wouldn't play anymore.
Exactly.
I got to tell you, so you actually told me you got me into this Yondu. Oh, my God.
Oh, he's great.
How have I been not using him for the past 4 weeks? He's insane. So he's got his first attack. It's a normal attack plus some piercing damage, but then it also clears one positive effect from a target. That's his normal attack. That's not even a special. You know, Quake needs that as her special attack. His second attack is a boarding party where he can summon one to two allies. And then
a great move.
The third attack, so basically you get either a blaster guy that can do an area of effect attack, or you get a healer, which is sometimes, you know, indispensable.
Yeah.
And then the third one is the Yaka arrow, where you basically attack chain to all enemies who aren't in stealth mode for undodgeable piercing attack damage. I mean, that's it's made all the difference in the world on my team, really. I'm trying to think who did I take out. Who was I using instead of that? Maybe, oh, you know what? I think I replaced Quake with Yondu.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I use the two of them, but they fill, you know, somewhat a similar role.
Yeah, but plus, he's also, in terms of speed, which is something I really look for, he's like 112, so he's one of the faster characters in the game. I think basically just as fast as Spider-Man.
Mm.
So which is huge in this game, because, you know, if you can get in, you know, even if you're 50% stronger than the other character, if the other character can get in two attacks before you can get in one, you know, it's worth it to have the faster character.
Yeah. In that same note, though, Quake slows enemies, you know,
right,
in turn, making her whole team faster. So
right.
They both have their strengths.
And who do you target first when you're going up against other teams? If they have a Crossbones, do you
or Quake, I'll always go for those two. Or like Gamora.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, basically anyone with like a big charge area effect. Or if I'm in like the lower levels, like Bullseye, somebody who like his third attack's pretty devastating. So like,
okay,
you know, it's whatever, like, usually it's whatever like third move I'm the most afraid of.
Okay. Got it.
But if there's a Crossbones on the team, like, I always, always go for Crossbones first.
Yeah. Basically, there's no worse kind of feeling.
Yeah.
You constantly are attacking Crossbones first, everything you've got, and he detonates anyway, and you're just like, well, that was useless.
Exactly. And tomorrow, I think they are updating the game with, I believe, two new characters, and based on... What's today's date? The 15th? So Deadpool comes out this weekend. I bet we're getting Deadpool and maybe Cable? That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be really great.
Would you spend another $5 to get them? Or?
No, not spending any more money. I've gained my advantage, my unfair advantage, and now I'm just going to ride that out until we're all done playing this game.
What did you spend the money on? You know what I mean? Like what? I can't even figure out how that would even give you an advantage. Like, what?
So I really wanted Black Panther.
Right.
And I used my A squad so much that, like, I didn't have any more cores to play them again.
Okay.
So I paid $5, and then you can, like, use money to play again.
And you got Black Panther.
And I got Black Panther. So was it worth it? I don't know.
Black Panther is not part of your A team, right?
No.
But it's kind of cool that you have Black Panther on your team.
Yeah, he's really good. He's kind of like a slightly weaker Gamora, except again, he has this like he's very quick. He on kill, he gains speed from enemies.
Ooh, that's a good one.
You know, he has like an offense up move, or maybe it defenses downs them, I forget.
Okay.
And his third attack is kind of like Spider-Man's, where it attacks multiple enemies, but if he's below 50% health, it turns into like a whole area effect thing.
Ooh.
So that's the part I don't like, is that the third move's not very good unless he's like below 50% health.
Right.
But he's pretty good. You know, he's not better than Gamora. I'd rather have Gamora on the team.
Okay.
But he's right there on my second team as like a solid, you know, B player.
So I'm looking up him up right now. So he has speed of 125. So again, that's two times
Hulk.
120. Yeah, essentially, maybe a little bit slower. A little bit. But basically two times Hulk. Or two times Drax, or two times any of the other...
Yeah,
Crossbones, the other tanks. That's good.
He also, I do have to say, like, this game looks great. They really did a great job designing the characters. You know, I usually play it on like speed 2 or 3, but whenever I get a new character, I like to like go back to original speed and just like watch them in all their glory because it looks awesome.
Yeah, it's really, I highly recommend it. I'd love to be able to say that this was a sponsored post and that we were paid for this review, but in reality we were not. So, you know, but nonetheless, it is a great game. Definitely going to be playing it more. And, if anyone has any, you know, we're going to be posting this to the, Marvel Strike Force Reddit. And if anyone has any suggestions or characters they want to talk about or disappointments or anything related to the game, just give us an email. And shoot us an email at putzingaroundpodcast@gmail.com. It's PUTZING. Nick, this was a good conversation, and I can't wait to play more and talk to you next week.
Yeah, absolutely. Please send us more mail, guys. This was fun this week getting our first piece from Ralph. And hope to hear from more of you guys. Take care, and I'll talk to you next week, Mike.
Absolutely. Talk to you later, Nick.
All right. Bye.
Bye.